Hey everyone, this is Derek Bros with the Conscious Resistance Network, and today I'm going to talk to you about all the nurses, the teachers who are being fired, not only in New York, but in other parts of the world, and the United States and other parts of the world generally. And of course, we're going to talk about solutions. What can you do in relation to the situation? Is there anything you can do to prepare your family, your friends? Is there any way we can take advantage of, if you will, this situation with nurses being fired and teachers being fired? How can we make sure that we continue to thrive into the future in the face of this tyranny and the face of this COVID-1984 insanity? We're going to talk about all that and more today. But first, I want to remind you guys to bookmark my website, theconsciousresistance.com. Guys, theconsciousresistance.com. This is where I've been producing all of my content for the last 10 years. And as you can see, we got a brand new look, brand new logo. Really excited about that. You can find us on Float. You can find us on Minds, Hive. Join my text list. Please join my text list, guys. This little blue bubble here. This is really important for you to get direct text updates. Do not rely on any social media to update you when I'm going to be producing work. Find us on BitChute, Odyssey. Support us on Patreon. This is our Pinecast channel. You can also find us on Spotify. We have two channels on Telegram, the Derek Bros Daily News channel and the Conscious Resistance News channel. You can also find us on DLive, and I still need to add Rockfin on here. And I will add, for those who might not have seen yet, we have just started premiering the second season of our documentary series, The Pyramid of Power. Episode 5 on Big Wireless was released last week. This week, we'll get the new episode, The Oiligarchy. So lots going on in the world of the Conscious Resistance. I know I've been on the road for a while doing the activation tour, and I will be talking more about that in just a bit. But specifically, I want to get back to talking about what's going on in the news, talking about what's happening in the media, and again, what you can do about it. That's what my videos are pretty much going to be exclusively focused on from here until this insanity is over, is what you can do about it. So I'm going to remind you guys that back in May on Freethinker Radio, which broadcasts on the Conscious Resistance Network and 90.1 in Houston, myself and my buddies on Freethinker Radio interviewed Jennifer Bridges, nurse Jennifer Bridges, who is one of the nurses who did indeed end up losing her job in Houston United Methodist Hospital because she refused to get the COVID shot. And she is the nurse, of course, who led the lawsuit against the hospital that made national news, and we covered this and in this episode and more. I also went to the protest where Jennifer and the nurses protested and rallied after losing their jobs for refusing to give in to these COVID shot mandates. And this is back in June. You got to remember this, right? Because this issue is coming up again here in October 2021. Well, this was already an issue back in May going into June when these nurses in the Houston area were fired. So let's get up to speed of where we're at now. First off, when Jennifer after Jennifer was fired and she filed the lawsuit, a judge pretty quickly dismissed that lawsuit. So in case you hadn't heard that follow-up story, according to this federal judge, Jennifer didn't have standing, and the nurses that were also along the lawsuit with her was 117 hospital employees. U.S. District Court, Southern District of Texas, Judge Lynn N. Hughes said that there was no standing, that they had no case, and that's where it stands for now. And they're hoping to appeal it to the Supreme Court. I know Jennifer is actually hosting a protest this weekend. Her battle continues, right? But the battle continues elsewhere as well, including in New York State, where hundreds of hospital staffers were fired just in the last couple days or suspended for refusing COVID-19 vaccine mandates. Hundreds of healthcare workers, and I think it's actually thousands, across the country are being fired or suspended in droves for not complying with COVID-19 vaccine mandates. And this is, of course, after Joe Biden last month announced that all healthcare facilities that receive Medicare and Medicaid, as well as businesses that have more than 100 employees, must mandate vaccines or testing. States including New York, California, Rhode Island, Connecticut have set vaccine mandates for healthcare workers that have taken effect this past week. And battles, of course, are brewing. And so they go on and do their own reporting. They talk about how in North Carolina, nurses being fired there, about 375 team members they say were non-compliant. And they keep claiming, now I'm not going to focus on the video of this, but I think it's interesting that these folks keep claiming that when they issue these mandates that, oh, actually it's successful, people do go ahead and get the shots. Maybe that's true, unfortunately, because as we know, some people will comply. Under coercion, some people will comply, which is why for the last year, I've been doing videos saying vaccine passports are coming, the immunity passports are coming, you're going to lose your job if you don't have this. What's your plan? What's your plan? What's your plan? This is why I've been doing this this tour, the activation tour, to really get people thinking practically about how you're going to handle these type of situations. Unfortunately, some people don't think ahead, and then when push comes to shove, they give in. And I don't want you to have to give in if that's not what you want to do. Texas, California, I mean, they're going on and on. This is the East Coast, Delaware. They say that 150 employees left a major hospital system after they failed to meet the deadline of September 21st to get vaccinated. New York. And then this one, Northwell, which is the state's largest private hospital system with over 76,000 employees, said that they've let go of a few hundred employees. And again, all of the various healthcare systems are trying to downplay it and say like, oh, it's not affecting us at all. We haven't had any shortages or interruptions of care. Maybe that's true, which is a bad sign if we're not really getting a lot of nurses and healthcare workers to quit or to be willing to stand. Doesn't mean that they all embrace it and that they all trust the vaccine. It just means that a lot of people have to work and they have to feed their families and they don't see a way out. That's what we're going to talk about today. How do we take advantage by working with those who are being fired and building the new, not only the counter economy in the sense of alternative economic systems, but the counter economy in the sense of alternative healthcare, hospital systems, alternative education even. This is from Business Insider. A New York healthcare worker who was just fired for refusing the COVID shot says she wouldn't get it even if God said you must take the vaccine. So kind of highlighting that some people are actually having principles and morals and standing by their positions regardless of what the government or their employee says. This one here is again about the Northwell hospital system in New York State. 1,400 employees fired for refusing COVID vaccine. This was just updated in the last 2 days, as it says 1,400 employees refusing to comply with the state and system-wide requirement to get the vaccine. And of course, this is out of 77,000 employees. It's still a fairly small amount. And they issued a statement saying they regret that some nurses aren't going to do this, but either way, you're fired. And we can go on here to show 400 Henry Ford Health employees, this is coming from the Detroit area, Detroit Free Press, have quit over COVID-19 vaccine mandate. 92% are fully vaccinated, they're claiming. So about 400 workers. Now again, that doesn't, those aren't massive numbers. You know, you got 1,400 in New York City hospital system or New York State. You got 400 workers in Detroit walking off the job, but then it also says you got another 1,900 workers who got exemptions. So that's interesting, right? But the problem is, and I think we have a story pulled up about this, that some of the people who are getting the, that's the next one I'll cover. Some of the people who are getting exemptions, they're still being docked pay. So it's like, okay, we'll give you an exemption. You don't have to take the shot, but you're still not going to get paid. And you guys, you need to realize that they're going to continue to squeeze and do whatever they can until they can coerce you to get the damn shot. And if you don't have a plan, you probably will eventually give in, because these numbers are good. It's good that hundreds and maybe thousands of workers are quitting, but the vast majority of people are complying or they're trying to find exemptions. And for those of you who are getting exemptions, I applaud you. Great. Please share your stories. Let people know how they might try the same path. But I don't think we should just sit around and wait and hope exemptions or lawsuits or any of those things are going to save us. Now let's talk a little bit more now about teachers, because it's not just healthcare workers and nurses that are being fired. Thousands and thousands of them being fired. With vaccine mandates on the rise, some teachers may face discipline. So it says, so far, Oregon and Washington State have ordered teachers to get fully vaccinated or face discipline, which could include termination. A handful of school districts, Chicago and LA, have imposed similar mandates. California, Connecticut, New Jersey, New Mexico and Hawaii, as well as several more school districts, including DC, have given the teachers the choice between getting vaccinated or undergoing regular testing. And New York City District, the largest in the nation, initially gave teachers the option to do weekly testing, but then after the shot was supposedly FDA approved, now they're saying the teachers have to get the shot as well. So again, even teachers who are trying to find a way out, they're going to be fined, terminated. Maybe even if it's not a loss of job, it's still sort of like a social stigma that they won't get the shot. Oh, were they stupid? What's wrong with them? Are they anti-vaxxers? COVID vaccine mandate takes effect for New York City teachers and staff. A COVID-19 vaccine requirement for teachers and other staff members has taken effect in New York City's million-plus student public school system. So again, this is just the last couple days. It goes into effect. COVID-19 vaccine for all teachers and staff members took effect this Monday in a key test to employee vaccine mandates being rolled out around the country. You get that? They say it's a key test because they know if they can get it done in New York, they can probably get it done in your small town or city. The city planned to bring in substitutes where needed, but 95% of the city's roughly 148,000 public staffers have received at least one dose. As of Monday morning, they say that's 96% of teachers and 99% of principals. That could be true. If so, it's sad, but maybe that's the case. So that's where we're at now, guys. As of this week, New York City is now leading the charge, right? And they're, as they said in the last one, they're going to see if they can get it done. Can they be the first in the nation to push this through? And will it go elsewhere? New York City teachers must be vaccinated by today or face unpaid leave. Again, so it's not like, okay, well, you have a choice. You don't want it, then go ahead, stay home, and you can, you know, be on leave while we figure that out. But that's not what's happening. And you can see here in the picture, teachers protesting against COVID vaccine mandates in New York last month. Good. Glad they got to the streets. Unfortunately, the state ignored them and the protesting didn't stop these vaccine mandates. I did a video a while back talking about this, that these protests, petitions, and lawsuits aren't going to fight. You know, they're not going to stop this situation. And not to get too far off track, but I just want to make that point. Look, this video came out in April. Petitions, protests, and lawsuits will not stop the technocratic state. Does that mean you shouldn't protest or you shouldn't support, you know, lawsuits or sign a petition if you like? No, do what you want. But that isn't all you should do. You should definitely recognize that the state more than likely will ignore you and your protests and your petitions and your talk of constitutionality and whatever. And the only freedom you have is that which you are willing to stand up for. And again, New York Times almost gloating, 96% of teachers got the shot. And they said that this affects 150,000 people. But again, they're saying that most people are complying. Thousands of now look, I want to kind of bring it back full circle, right, to last year. This is July 2020. Last year, they're talking about thousands of educators are laid off already due to COVID-19, and more of them are expected. This is from Education Week, and this is all around the country, just teachers being laid off, California, Massachusetts, and Michigan. I'm sure New York City teachers were fired as well, and it was because of the lockdowns, the shutdowns, and everything, and economic fallout, and blah, blah, blah. So with that kinds of situation, then you're telling me you're going to fire teachers because they don't want to get vaccinated, right? I think it's just, I wanted to bring that up to kind of show the insanity of this. You already have a loss of teachers, and now you want to kind of make it even worse by mandating vaccines. Vaccine mandate for New York City educators survives court challenge. This is just today as I'm reporting this. So this is the latest news. Again, this is putting your faith in the lawsuits, that you're going to take this stuff down by lawsuits. There's a lot of people out there. I'm not going to point any fingers, but they do good work and they talk about vaccine issues, but they're steering people in the direction of lawsuits are going to fix things. I'm sorry, my friends, but I wouldn't bet on it. New York City's vaccination mandate for school staff survived a court challenge Tuesday, while hospitals across the state reported few disruptions to their services. U.S. District Judge Mary Kay Viscosil in Manhattan rejected a request to temporarily block the vaccine mandate that the city began enforcing Monday for Department of Education employees. She said the lawsuit did not meet requirements of irreparable harm and the likelihood of success or public interest. She said she could not, quote, ignore the harm that could take place if school children were exposed to the risk of COVID if she gave temporary relief from a mandate meant to protect them. If the harm happens, it's a harm that cannot be undone, she said. The lawsuit was the latest of several challenges to the school vaccine requirement, and so far they've all lost. Every one of our 1,600 public schools have been opened, the mayor said. Mayor de Blasio bragging about this. So again, the rule has taken effect and now there's four different lawsuits that have failed against this. Does this mean that they couldn't try some other way? I mean, I'm not going to say that, but there are some hopes. It says here that some people are holding out on vaccination till an October 12th court hearing on a federal lawsuit challenging the mandate filed by a group of anonymous Christian healthcare workers. For now, hospital and nursing home workers can ask their employees for religious accommodations from the vaccine mandate. So we'll see. Again, they're trying to fight, the healthcare workers are trying to fight it through some religious arguments. We'll see if that's successful. So far, the teachers have not been able to defeat their mandate, and we'll see if the nurses can do so. But based on what I've already seen in Houston and the lawsuit there, I wouldn't bet so. So one of the last things I want to show you guys now that I've shown you all those various facts, is a comment that was made here on this post I made earlier today. I was reminding people on my social media that December 2020, last year, and even as far back as May 2020, I was warning people about the COVID vaccine and whether or not that you would be able to, you know, survive if they are required to travel, work, and play. You know, this is something I've been saying, like this was going to happen. I called the video, "No Vaccine, No Job, What's Your Plan?" And you scroll down here, and there's a couple good comments. For one, Reginald says the only way vaccine mandates are sustainable is if most people end up complying, which looks to be the case. In fact, most people have blind trust in Western medicine and pharmaceutical companies. But this one here I thought was most relevant to this video. So this woman, Rose Crabtree, says, "Anyone hiring an unvaccinated experienced nurse, I lost my career over this bullshit. PM me." Rose Crabtree. I'm not going to go to her Facebook page, but could think about that. That reality is happening hundreds of times, if not thousands of times, around the nation right now. There are so many nurses, there are so many educators, there are going to be doctors that are going to number in the thousands in the U.S. and even around the world who are going to lose their jobs or have already lost their jobs. And I've talked to nurses, friends who are nurses, who they quit last year. When they knew this was going to happen, they said, you know what, I'm not even going to wait for this to happen. I'm going to start thinking of how to get into private health care or some other option that doesn't require me to get this COVID vaccine or wear masks, etc. And so some people saw the writing on the wall and they started making preparations. They got out of that system. Others have said, I'm going to wait to the last minute and see if I can outlast this, or I'm going to use a fake card for right now so that I can keep getting, you know, paid. But that's only a temporary solution until things go digital and we get the whole QR code, vaccine passport, biometric ID, social credit score, yada, 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 right? When that happens, it's going to be a lot harder to avoid it. But for the moment, people are trying to find ways, workarounds, as James Corbett has called them, ways to work around the current mandates. And I think we need to be thinking more proactive, right? If you are in this position where you've lost your job, like Rose Crabtree was just saying, please do reach out to me. Feel free to email me. Break free. It's my email. Break free, all one word, at ctemplar.com. Break free at ctemplar.com. Put in the notice, nurse looking for a job or teacher looking for a job. I'll use my network and of other activists and journalists that I know. I'm sure we could find a resource, create a way for people to hire you and to find your, you know, put your skills to use. Because this is my point here is if the mainstream society, the technocratic state is going to say, we don't want you to be a part of it. You don't fit in anymore. If you don't want to get the jab, you can't come here. You can't eat here. You can't dine here. You can't travel. You can't work. You can't play, whatever. We shouldn't petition them, please, please let us live our normal lives and let us come back and live in your society, when they're already showing their hand. They're showing that they don't care about us. They don't want us to be a part of their society. And I think we should recognize that and maybe say, great, well, then we'll just do our own thing. We'll just do something better. We'll ignore your systems and we'll continue to build better ones. That's what my long-term vision, that's what I'm focused on. So what I think we need to do when thinking in terms of alternative economics, the counter economy, agorism, these ideas that many of you have heard me talk about for several years now, we need to really think about how can we put efforts into recruiting these nurses and these teachers and other, you know, let's say police and military members. I'm not a big supporter of the military or the cops really generally, but I know there are good people within those institutions. And if they're going to get fired because they refuse to comply, they might need some support. They might have skills to offer to our freedom movements. They might have insight they can offer. Also, when people are pulling their kids out of the school because they don't want their kids to be vaccinated, well, they're going to need teachers. And guess what? We're going to need nurses. We're going to need doctors and people with that medicine. Even if you're mainly a naturopath, there still are some things that Western medicine can offer. And I think it's valuable to say, hey, there's going to be this huge, you know, flood of nurses and doctors and teachers and other kind of professionals leaving the workforce because they won't get vaccinated. They won't get the shot. So it's up to us, I believe. How do we collect all that information and create a database or a resource or a website or something so that people can rehire these folks and bring them into the fold? And this might involve having to move. You might realize, wow, I'm in an area where nobody's going to hire me because I'm not getting the shot. But over here on the other side of the country or in this other state, people have jobs for me. So I need to make a move if I want to continue to thrive and survive and be around people who are happy to have my work, happy to pay me, and don't care about my vaccination status. Those are things we need to consider. That to me is the kind of big picture. What does that look like? How do we create that? I believe through Freedom Cells, freedomcells.org, we are already creating some of that infrastructure, not just on the website, but on our Telegram decentralized groups that number in the thousands now, but in so many other ways. People are coming together and they're sharing ideas, they're sharing resources. So one example, when it comes to education, I've seen so many people using Freedom Cells and other organizations and other outlets to form homeschooling pods, right? So parents are now, it's especially because the kids are out of school, or even the kids that are going back to school, the parents don't want the kids to be masked or they will want them to worry about the, you know, jab requirements. So they're starting to co-educate, co-parent, community educate, right? And they're out there going on play dates together, bringing the kids together for community and family events, but also raising them together. They're doing unschooling, homeschooling, forest schooling. I mean, it's really beautiful, right? That to me is the key. And those parents, they necessarily might not have the skills or the desire to be the teachers per se, but they want their kids to have socializing. They want their kids to have an option to be educated. That's where contacting and working with these different educators, the teachers who are being fired, can come into place. That's where we can hire them. We can bring them into our community and say, hey, we have a number of Freedom Cells parents who need help raising their kids and educating them. You seem to have, you know, X amount of years in education. Maybe we can work something out. Right? The same thing with the nurses. As people within the Freedom Cell community, like say, for example, my community, we're buying land. We could reach out to some of these nurses and say, hey, we'd like to hire you to be involved in our community. Or would you like to be hired to come out and, you know, do a workshop and a paid workshop where you teach some of the skills that you know? Or there's going to be people out there who do have parents that need taken care of, right? And maybe they don't want somebody who's been vaccinated, got the shot, to be shedding all over their family or their parents, and so they'd rather hire a nurse who isn't receiving the injections. There's all kinds of situations. My point with putting this video out is to say, look, yes, this is a reality. Thousands of nurses are losing their jobs. Others are probably complying out of fear because they don't feel like they have another option. But there can be another option if we create it and if we organize this. If we find all the Rose Crabtrees and others who are on Facebook and other platforms saying, hey, I got experience in this area and I need a job. I just lost it because of all this stuff. If we find them and then we find the people that need the nurses, or we find the people that need the teachers, we can create something beautiful. We can bridge that gap. We can bring that information together. And that's my big focus now, is how do we make sure that this opportunity doesn't go missed? Now, I want to, as we end this video, I want to remind you guys, I've been talking about this stuff for a while. This goes back to May 2020. Immunity passports are coming to airlines. Will you still fly? This is based on an article I wrote for The Last American Vagabond called Your Immunity Passport Future Begins to Materialize as Airlines Call for Digital ID Tracking Systems. And I was one of the only people talking about this and showing guys that way back in May, think about that. COVID, we were told in March 2020, April, May. By 2 months, they had already started to discuss this idea of immunity passports. Now we're calling them vaccine passports. But the game was already in play. Then I'll show you this one from March 2021, earlier this year, our immunity passports coming to America. Here's one from back in February 2021. Immunity passports are a reality. What are you doing to prepare? Vaccine passports, vaccine mandates. To me, it's kind of a similar battle, right? Because people are going to lose their jobs because they don't want to comply. Now, I want to share this as we end. This is what I wrote in this piece. Four little simple pieces of advice. Stop thinking in terms of normalcy. The reality is that the old life you knew is not coming back. And once you can accept this, we can start focusing on solutions. Be proactive. If you know without a doubt that you are not going to get the COVID vax, then you need to start thinking about how you'll feed your family, make a living, and see your loved ones without submitting to the vaccine and immunity passports or vaccine passports. Talk to neighbors and get organized. Start using the Freedom Cell Network to find people in your area. The sooner we build local community, the better off we will be. And if you can't travel, work, or shop without a passport, we're going to need each other more than ever. And find your inner peace. As much as it's important to be prepared in the physical realm, this is very much a spiritual battle that we're dealing with here. And if you're not of sound mind and sound heart, it's going to be a difficult time as we navigate the coming months and years. These vaccine passports are rolling around. I'm traveling the United States for the activation tour. We were in New Orleans, San Francisco. We're going to New York in a couple of weeks. These are places where you already cannot go inside without showing vaccination status. And we refuse to do that. But that's already a reality in the United States. It's a reality in France and Israel and Australia and other parts of the world. And if it's not happening where you are right now, then make sure it doesn't. Don't allow it to pass. But that's not going to happen by sitting on your butt and waiting for lawsuits to save the day, waiting for presidential political candidates to save the day. It's going to happen when you start thinking realistically, practically, about a plan and what does that look like for you and your family. Okay guys, one more thing before I go. First of all, thank you guys for watching my videos, those of you who continue to follow my channel, even whenever things get a little slim on the reporting side because I'm out on the road promoting solutions. Well, my partner Miriam, who is touring the country with me as part of the activation tour, she recently came up with this idea, and you may have heard about it on tour, and you're going to hear about it in the coming weeks. She's launched the 21 Days of Meditation, a 21-day meditation challenge as part of the Freedom Cell Network for those of you who are into meditation or prayer or quiet contemplation. And I posted this on my Rockfin channel and on Odyssey. It's also on my Telegram channel. But basically starting tomorrow at 10 a.m. Central, and then every Wednesday to follow, Miriam is going to be guiding a meditation as well as some other community members. And it's happening via Jitsi. You can join the Jitsi link there. You can also join the Freedom Cell 21-Day Meditation Telegram group if you like, and you can join the email list if you're interested. But every day for 21 days, Miriam is encouraging people to get together or on their own, have a set time that they have a meditation or a prayer, whatever you're comfortable with, to just reflect and center yourself. As I said, to center yourself for all the insanity that we are facing so that we can be grounded and rooted as we take on these problems. And every Wednesday, there will be a guided meditation with the group. But in between those Wednesdays, you can just do the meditation on your own. You can also check in with people on the Telegram group and get connected. And so I just want to invite each of you who understand the power and the strength of meditation and prayer and quiet reflection to join Miriam on this 21-day meditation challenge beginning tomorrow, October 7th. And again, we'll be on the road for the rest of this month, traveling the Midwest and East Coast starting this weekend. So if you want to meet up with me, activationtour.org, activationtour.org. I would love to meet more of you and see you on the road. Please remember, guys, to subscribe to theconsciousresistance.com. And until next time, remember, you are powerful, you are beautiful, and you are free. Peace.